This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
I'm Souther Teague of Amoria Margo and a co-host of The Speakeasy right here on Heritage Radio Network. You know, my favorite thing to do every week is to come here and be on the show. I have lots of jobs. I am a very busy person. And I do this because I love it. I get to sit down and talk to all my heroes for about an hour every week. It's incredible. And I hope that you enjoy it, making a great effort to share with you. And we'd like you to share back with us. It's our summer fundraiser, and we'd love for you to donate at heritageradionetwork.org/donate. You can click on the beating heart, and you can even choose shows that you'd like to donate to specifically. And you can also choose a recurring monthly gift. And for all that, we'd be greatly appreciative. Thank you so much.
Half hour,
please.
All right.
I couldn't take a full hour, really. Not today. I'm more dead than alive here. Mikey, get that under control, please. What's going on?
I'm in my.
Stop him.
Mikey Dread at the controls.
Yeah.
Oh Lord. What's going on, Mike? Tell people what they're listening to.
All right. Well, what we're listening to, we're in the Sharky Dread Laboratory today.
Ah.
That's right, because we weren't here last week to celebrate National Reggae Day.
So international.
International.
World Reggae Day.
All right. Well, this is Local Rock Steady Day.
Very good.
All right. I'm here, of course, with everybody's favorite pizza, Pizza Remba, and our very special guest.
Who? Wait. Who just got...
Rastafari.
Ja Morad?
Ja Morad.
Ja Morad.
That's our good friend Morad from the Daddy Long Legs.
Where are you back from,
Respect.
Baby?
I just got back from Chicago.
Asbury Park.
I flew it all the way from Jersey. Boy, are my arms tired. Careful with that one.
We were doing the Dirty Jurors this week. We had a good time.
Tell me about it. I saw the pictures online.
There's no Bob Marley pinball machine, just Evel Knievel and Elton John.
No, but several reggae shows going on at once.
It's true. The Rebel, what were they called? Some white reggae band was playing at the
Revolution. Maxi Priest down the street.
And Maxi Priest. Dude, I was absent for all this.
Maxi Priest.
Actually, like when these bands are popular, I guess I was... I don't know where the fuck it was. Was that song you were talking about, Informer? I thought you were talking about like a hair metal band, and then I found out it was a reggae song.
Informer by Snow, one hit wonder.
By Snow?
Song. Don't worry about it, yeah.
Yeah, dude, I'm just totally worried.
It sounds intriguing.
He's a white guy with a crew cut from like 1992.
It just totally escaped me.
I think he was Canadian.
Snow, I get it. That reminds me, though, my son got back from London, so it's like I'm having this fever from Lyme disease, but... You know what I want?
Lyme disease.
Yeah.
That's like a rich person's disease, right?
It is. And I was bitten by a tick. Now I want to get bitten by a tick that's got gin disease. That can make gimlets.
Oh.
So, anyway, my son, it's World Cup fever in my house. My son just got back from a year in London.
And how's the USA doing in the World Cup?
Oh, they're out, but he's going nuts for England, you know? But, you know, everyone was pulling for Germany because if they won, it was going to be free beer for everyone.
Yeah.
But now everyone's pulling for France because it'll be free wine.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, everyone was pulling for the Colombians.
Yeah, there you go.
But a little keep things moving. Well,
yeah, there's still a chance for the wine.
Yeah, London.
What do we get if England wins? I got a chance for crumpets.
Lifetime
of crumpets.
I don't know. Rooting for England. Don't they teach American history in that school your son is going to? I mean, we kind of kicked
in
their,
London. No,
we kind of kicked their ass in a war like 250 years ago.
Twice.
You know,
and the Canadians too.
mean, you know, the last thing to come out of that country was the Sex Pistols.
Canada?
It was Canada Day last week, too.
It was Canada Day.
But we won't be playing Tom Sawyer today. So, you know, we are celebrating Jamaica. I love Jamaica. We love the rhythm.
We all love Jamaica.
I love to pass the Dutchie on the left-hand side. I love to roll the massive spliff. You know I do. Yeah. And but, you know, so many people I know will just not get with the reggae vibe because they think it's like some... You know, happy sack, hippie sack, what do you call those things? Hacky sacks.
Hacky
sack, right? You know, frisbee tossing kind of like stoner thing.
Yeah,
dude, if I ever see you with a hacky sack, I don't know I don't know what I would do. My head would fall off.
He would joke about it. Buster chops.
Now, we're only going to play reggae if it's really Chris.
Yeah. So, but I dig the blues. We dig the blues. Crisp. Wait. What is that? What's going on there? A blossom of shot glasses filled with?
With Ray and Nephew's overproof rum from Jamaica to celebrate World Reggae Day. Well, this is amazing. You can rub it on your head to bring down a fever, which I should do.
Yes.
You can sprinkle it around your house to keep away ghosts. And you can drink it.
Yeah. So it's the Duppy Conqueror, in other words.
It is a Duppy Conqueror.
Yeah, everyone. That's here you go.
All right, let's conquer some.
All right.
I shouldn't be doing this, but...
Don't tell anyone I'm doing this, but let's have a shot of this delicious rum.
I don't know. Rum goes good with Lyme disease.
Well, Lyme. Yes. The people like that. Okay. Right. Okay.
People love that one.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. That's
the more I drink, the better Marat sounds.
Oh,
it's unbelievable.
Sunshine in a glass.
That's my trick.
Whoa. That is overproofed. That is.
Bring me right back to Jamaica.
So
did you pick a song to listen to? We were gonna play some blue beat and some rock and roll steady.
We don't have to explain this, but you know, reggae is R&B. It's soul music. It's you know
it
what
is.
I mean. It's
That's
not right.
Right.
And you know, the main influences were like they were listening to New Orleans radio at night. My friend told me they used to stick a piece of iron in the ground and wet it. And then tie the aerial to that so they can pull in WKOZ or whatever it is.
It was very Fats Domino in Jamaica in 1957 and made a huge impact on the people there. But like I said, you know, we're evangelical about this, you and I, Pete. I know that because people here, let me just say that I don't like people who don't like Bob Marley. Let me go there right away because he was a soul man. And the people who don't get it, they just don't get it somehow.
They don't get it.
They became co-opted by some, you know, hippie movement. But the truth is, though, what we're going to do today, we're going to do rock and roll steady because we're not from Jamaica.
We're not. Let's own up to it. You know,
we're not.
There's enough bad.
Let's be honest.
The one more shot of this liquor, and I can be from anywhere you want.
There's enough bad reggae recorded by I don't want to be racial, but white groups around the world.
Well, dude,
I won't name any names.
Bro.
Wait, that's
your man Snow that you.
That was it. That's the song.
That was it. Yeah.
That's
oh, Informer, man.
What, Matt knows that song? Am I the only
Everyone
person who doesn't
knows,
know
yeah,
that song?
Yeah, you're the only person that doesn't know
that's,
that song.
Actually, I like that song.
I got confused because I thought that Informer was the name of the band, and I just pictured, like, Cinderella and, like...
Sounds like Sean
Paul.
You
know, yeah,
you were busy playing with Gigi Allen when that came out, so...
Gigi Allen?
Dude.
High
props to the Daddy Long Legs who did the greatest Gigi Allen karaoke show for all 2.5 hours way back... I can't believe you guys know all the fucking words to every song. That's unbelievable.
Yeah,
you don't see.
Anyway, many influences.
Let's sort of go Kingston by way of New Orleans by Laurel Aiken, the king of the blue beat. And
we're gonna do a song.
We're
gonna spin a record. What do you want to do?
Let's sing this song. We can spin the record
all
for
right.
the break.
All right. So, well, actually, this song was first recorded. On the Cat record label, Floyd Dixon, 1955, before it got to Jamaica, and Laurel Aiken, who was the king of blue beat, and this is Blue Beat's record, he got to do it in 1960 or 61. Then, of course, later, a couple Canadians called the Blues Brothers.
Oh my God!
Did it, but we're gonna.
So, in other words, it went full circle.
So we're gonna try.
Sort
to,
of. But,
like
no,
I
that
said,
doesn't make sense.
Not rock steady. Rock and roll steady.
So, rock and roll. So, okay, let's do this. Let's take it easy, though. Let's lay back.
Let's take it easy, dude. I'm like my head's on fire from this shot of overproof rum.
Well, I was drinking just the other night. I was drinking and I got real tight. I started calling to all of my friends. I said, come on down and have a sip again. I said, hey, bartender. Hey, bartender. Draw me one more, two more, three, four bottles of beer. A chick was standing by the end of the bar.
I said, come on, baby, can we be friends? You're looking as good as a woman can be. I said, come on down and have a sip with me. I said, hey, bartender. Hey, bartender. I said, draw me one or two more, four more bottles of beer. Clock, it was half past four. I said, hey, bartender. Hey, bartender. Draw me one more, two more, three, four bottles of beer. I said, hey, bartender. Don't cut me off. Hey, bartender. Oh, don't close up shop. Hey, bartender. Oh, I didn't even ask call yet, is it?
Yeah.
Do you ever get real jerk when you're down there?
A real jerk.
I mean, yeah, no. Like the real thing, cooked on the allspice wood, the whole deal.
Actually, no, not it's the not wood. Sauce. I always get it out of like a those like oil drums.
Oh, the oil drum. They call that barrel chicken.
Yes, yeah.
Barrel chicken.
You got to kind of get off the reservation to get that. So my trip to Jamaica was a High Times junket, which you would seem to think that High Times in Jamaica, 1 + 1 is going to equal something much greater than 2, but it actually was like a big negative integer because the guys I was with were a bunch of stone jerks, and when they got down there, okay, you know what's shocking to me? They littered. It blew my fucking mind. It's like, you know, it's savages. Like, we're on a sort of stony resort and a grill, but it's like, you don't throw cigarette butts on the beach. You just don't do it. Shit like that makes me fucking insane.
Yeah, me too.
And guys, especially savages, who are trying to claim some moral, religious, this is the sacrament of the lamb's bread, weed dude, whatever, you know, and they just act like snobs.
Say
no
more.
And it kind of bummed. It was a bit harsh to my buzz, you know?
The first time I was there, I have to say, it was just the wrong time and we were in the wrong place.
Oh,
it's one of those trips, you know.
Ding ding, two bad trips to Jamaica?
No, just one.
No, one's mine.
One? Okay, that's two. You know, and you know the whole thing, stuck in the car, people pounding on the windows and the shower of Dragon Stout bottles, but empty ones.
Well, that's the ride empty to the resort. Ones. That's like basically the ride from Newark to Manhattan is the same.
But that never happened again. I've been there a dozen times, the island's great, the people are great. You know,
I've been 3 times.
Yeah, where you
all
been?
All good trips.
Negril
a couple times, and then the last trip was kind of the coolest one because I went to the north. I was in Port Antonio.
I love Port Antonio.
Rocabesa.
Did you drop in on G-Gem? GGM Studios?
I didn't go inside, no, but I was like staying in like a hut on the beach near there.
Right on
Boston Bay. And then, met some local cats and went to some dance halls.
And I bet you got some jerk in Boston Bay.
Of course, yeah, I did. Yeah,
with the roasted breadfruit?
Ackee and saltfish every morning. You know?
Yeah, see, I like that.
That's my favorite.
I like the Jamaican soul food. Problem is, you know, you go to these resorts,
they
give you that international cuisine. It's the same thing anywhere in the Caribbean, you know that.
You're an international guy, Mike.
Yeah, but you know, I go to Jamaica, I want the barrel chicken. I want jerk.
So we all gotta go.
I don't need, you know, your pasta carbonara. You know,
okay,
because you're at some resort.
I'll take the Rasta pasta.
The Rasta pasta.
Like, yeah, I got curry and cooked like conch in there. That's fine.
I'd
rather have some curry goat on the side of the
curry
road.
Curry goat. Let's
and
have
goat.
Some. Yeah. You know what? In Jamaica, I have to say, if you're driving and anyone is selling anything to eat on the side of the road,
stop.
Right.
Well, that's
stop
that's where I got off. So I went on this High Times junket,
sour,
and I spent
everything.
The whole time. I rented a scooter like they all do, this kind of bumpity thing to, you know, this, you know, spent my time avoiding potholes.
Yeah.
And that's where I ate, like on the roadside.
Pepper
because I couldn't
shrimp.
Eat at the so-called resort because they were just
fish
catering
and bammy.
This sort of white Caribbean. and what they imagined what could be in
you,
taste.
Mike. You know, they were trying to help you, Mike. They were trying to help you, that's all.
Now I'm missing it.
Dude, I got to say one thing, though. I was like, I literally was on the ground about 2 seconds before I had like a shopping bag full of weed.
That's true.
Yeah, dirt cheap, too. Yeah, straight from the hills.
They're rolling joints in like pages of the local newspaper.
That's
like,
it.
Like,
in the Gleaner. Whole page of the Gleaner. Like, giant spleef.
You know, seriously, like a spliff bigger than my guitar.
So yeah. We all got to go, right? Reggae Sumfest is starting the 15th of July, okay? Oh. It's the best live musical event, I think, in the whole world. And I started working at the Schaefer Music Festival, my first job, 16 years old. Mm-hmm. I've been going to music ever since. I'm telling you, this is the best.
There was a time when you could see great reggae in New York. I think the 80s were
I've seen lots of great shows here, yeah.
A bit cruel, I think, because no one really got over the Sly and Robbie thing. I mean, Black Uhuru were formidable. They were an amazing band to see. But that whole Simmons drum thing, you know, got really difficult.
Sounds, I like that.
You know, well, you know, it just was a very modern way of playing, but you could still see the Italians playing with the Roots Radics band. I saw them several times. Mm-hmm. Toots of the Maytals played constantly. They played at Summer Stage like every summer. I don't know how many times I saw Burning Spear, really like the fucking greatest.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with the horn section and the whole thing.
He lives in Brooklyn.
You know, and it was mighty. It was fucking incredible. And you can see Burning Spirit, Toots of the Maytals. They played at the Lone Star Cafe. You can go to a club and see them all the time.
We're all going to go to Sunfest. All three.
Are we going to Sunfest?
Yeah, we're going to Sunfest.
I saw Toots a couple years ago. He was like James Brown, man. Played for like 2 hours.
Dude, and the greatest recorded drum roll in the history.
Oh, yeah. Funky Kingston.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Beautiful.
I tell you what, is it time to listen to something recorded? Let's take a little break. Let's listen to Clancy Eccles. I think this is the best Answer record ever made. There was a big hit, Sammy Dead, but Clancy Eccles' reply, Sammy No Dead.
Sammy No Dead.
Sammy No Dead.
Sammy Soon Come.
No, Sammy No Dead. You got that, Matt? You got
there
that.
We go.
All right, Arts and Seizures. Dig it.
Jesus says, I'm dead. Jesus says, I'm dead. Jesus says I'm dead, I'm not dead, no. Jesus says I'm dead, Jesus says I'm dead, Jesus says I'm dead, I'm not dead, no. Sammy plant piece of corn down a gully. Yes, it bay down a gully. This is grudge and grudge for Sammy, I'm not dead, no. This is grudge and grudge for Sammy, I'm not dead, no. Sammy never sick. Much for them say him dead. Jesus says I'm dead, him not dead, oh. Jesus says I'm dead. It's like them did that tell. Jesus says I'm dead, him not dead, oh. Jesus says I'm dead. I'm dead. Jesus says I'm dead. I'm not dead, oh. Jesus says I'm dead. Jesus says I'm dead. Jesus says I'm dead. I'm not dead, oh.
Sammy No Dead, Clancy Eccles.
All right, the musical shower, hour, power, half hour. Some goddamn thing, man. I love the MCs. I love the history is so great. The people that don't know, like driving around the sound systems.
Oh, gosh, yeah, the sound systems.
You know, like the world's biggest loudspeakers, just designed to intimidate the rest of the city.
Well, for street parties, you know, and for the dance hall. You
they
know.
Still got them in some places. I've seen it.
Man, when I went to Jamaica, I got none of this stuff. I was keeping a keen eye out for it. I was like really tuned in. I got lucky. I knew some cats like when I was in high school who were a little older who really said like you got to listen to this Burning Spear thing, and you also got to learn to the dub. Listen to the dub version of it. The Ghost, Garvey's Ghost.
Yes.
Yeah, because Marcus Garvey is the best, right?
Yeah. Marcus Garvey's
And the Ghost, the Black Wah Da Da. What the fuck was that? When I heard that the first time, I heard that was not long after I discovered LSD.
Uh-oh.
And to hear the Black Wah Da Da, you know, it was like.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Very kind to me. It was very good to me. But those days, I don't know. It's gone.
I'd even recommend a trip to Kingston. I've been to Kingston many times, and every time I've been there, I've enjoyed it immensely.
Well, you know.
I mean, you know, you have to know of it.
I've driven through. I've heard great things. Like, sorry, I got a pal that lives in Kingston.
I just think. I mean, I don't know what's going on there in Kingston anymore. I mean, has the scene moved?
The scene's moved uptown.
There's lots of.
I heard it moved to Sweden.
If it could, it would. But
there's all these Rasta hipsters there now, and in a good way, like these young kids that are like real
getting into roots conscious, kind of like the Daddy Long Legs of.
Blues, yeah.
Of reggae, because
sure,
there's nothing
yeah.
better than... So reggae, though, is this great thing, because you could sort of... That last number had that ska thing, sort of came out of a calypso thing, but they call it mento, but it's the Caribbean-Cuban-African, Afro-Cuban thing, right? But then you could sort of feel that thing slowed down, it got into rock steady, and, you know, got into...
They were listening to the rock and roll from New Orleans.
Yeah, they all sounded like the Drifters and the Impressions and Fats Domino. We're going to do a Fats Domino song, but like rock... Like I say, not rock steady. We're going to call it rock and roll steady, hopefully.
Sure.
See how steady we are after... See, Zaremba's pouring another shot of this overproofed rum.
Yeah, want to have another shot? Yeah, I shouldn't be doing this, but...
it's like, you can use it to clean
your... I call that a steady up. That's going to make me more steady.
Yeah, he's
like... Marat, though, I'm looking at you guys on following you on the so-called internet,
interwebs,
Facebook, you know,
and
you guys have been all over the world, man. You're just in Paris,
like, just like you,
for the fifth time this month.
Like the Fleshtones don't leave Brooklyn either, right? Come on, you travel more than us, I think. But yeah, we were just, we were over there just like a month ago. We spent about a month, Spain, France, Holland, UK. It was very fun. Always a good time.
What's up next for the Daddy Long Legs?
We're going to Jamaica with us, Pete.
Oh, that's right.
We're going to Jamaica with you. We just recorded a new record in Chicago, and now we're trying to figure out.
Wait, Chicago?
Chicago.
Blues. Chicago.
What a coincidence.
Blues.
Huh?
Did you make it over to Chess Studios?
No, I had no time.
No time.
Studio 12 hours a day sleeping.
Did you write a song about the address of your studio like the Stones did?
Yeah, it's called Sweet Home Chicago.
I have to say, the last time...
Boy, how many bad versions of Sweet Home... It's what I call the Michelob style of blues. Good friends.
The Michel Ultra.
Good friends, good times. These blues were meant for you.
Let it be
These
Michelob.
Blues were meant for you, Pete.
They're meant for you, Mike.
Dude, this is why there exists Daddy Long Legs. This is why I started my band, the Edison Rocket Train, because I could not tolerate that... Well, I say the Michelob style of blues, the half game show, the tailgate party style of blues was what people thought, what it had become.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all.
Let it be Lone Brown, baby. That's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Lone
Brown. Oh, man, the last time I was in Chicago making a record, it was with Steve Albini. So enough said.
Oh, wow.
Enough said.
Was that when you were in the Pixies?
I was a Pixie. Pointy shoes and all.
See, it's right. And that's why I don't like the Pixies, though, because you know what? They're not a blues band. The further you get away from... Yeah, because you're like the Beatles, too. You get away from Chuck Berry, the less likely it is that I'm going to dig what you're doing. I'm choosing the Stones. How about you?
We played with Chuck once. I wanted to get as far away as possible, but the man was the maestro. So
he was the maestro.
He was the maestro.
King of rock and roll.
King of rock and roll.
He may not have been.
Hey, let's drink this overproof.
Because you like Beatles chord changes.
I like the blues of Jamaica.
It's like, and it's that English music hall thing that infected like the Beatles and the Stones, the early Stones.
Mostly Paul.
Listen, okay, I've actually recently. Listen to every single Rolling Stone studio record.
Yeah.
It's part of a secret. Including Bridges to Babylon, Steel Wheels, Dirty Works, all the last piece of shit they put out. The blues record is really good.
Wait a second.
Okay, and carefully listen to them as part of a very secret project that I'm working on. And by far, the worst Stone songs were records that Brian Jones was on. Like, much worse than anything.
I don't agree with that.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I know. It's an unpopular theory. I'm testing it out.
That is a controversial stance.
I'm not trolling you guys.
Because
they got into this Baroque pop. Lady Jane? Wait, what? Well, that, to me, that's a low point.
You know what? You got to get in touch with your feminine
side. That's just
like
your opinion, man.
That's like I bought a dulcimer and I'm going to use it tonight on TV.
Yes, you should.
That's exactly what happened, yeah.
You know what I finally heard? And it was this week and it took this long. I finally heard the version of You Got the Silver with Jagger singing and with Brian Jones's auto harp actually in the mix. And actually, I think it's much better than the other version.
Yeah.
I love Keith Richards, but this sort of crystallizes it. Richards does the guitars and does it.
Yeah, makes Jagger, more of a Stones track,
right.
I guess.
And then Jagger's the singer, he sings. And Jones is the odd man out and he's playing the auto harp.
Sharky, you prefer One Hit to the Body to Lady Jane?
Let's do it, baby.
You know what?
You're gonna do it?
Pound for pound.
If pound for pound,
talking about low points.
Wonder for the Body does sound like Rocky IV.
Yeah,
it does sound
about low points.
It really is bad. But you
I
know,
like Rocky V.
You know what? The weird thing is on the same.
There's no low points in those films. But we're talking about
well, the Rocky 1 through 6.
Yeah, they're great.
They're all straight.
I remember the newspaper, the TV guide synopsis was like Rocky V, brain dead. Rocky.
You know, yeah. Not only am I fond of like Rocky 3, but I actually like the comeback movie, which I think was called. What was it called? It was called
Rocky,
Balboa.
Rocky,
I think it was called Rocky Balboa. 6. That was actually a pretty nice, small kind of movie.
The Last Rambo was great. I didn't see The Last Rocky.
The Last Rambo? What number is that up to? Does Harrison Ford play Rambo?
I saw it in the theater. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. You want to try to rock and roll steady?
Don't go out this way. No, yes, you should.
Let's have
one more toast.
Let's drink more of this.
Ray and Nephew's overproof.
This is like 1 million proof.
All right, here's to Jamaica.
It's proof. Here's to Jamaica. That's right.
Out of one people.
That's right. Apparently.
Out of many, more.
Apparently, Informer doesn't represent.
It does not.
Maxi Proust.
Bless up yourself, man.
I like it. Lively up yourself. No, get up. Stand up.
From Belmont.
Those are great songs.
From Belmont, Westmoreland.
I don't like, I've said it many times.
Peter Tosh.
I don't like people who don't like Elvis, but I will also add to that, I don't like people who don't like Wilson Pickett. No, I mean, I don't like people who don't like Bob Marley because they're missing it. They're connecting it with some, like, they got hit in the head with a Frisbee at a Grateful Dead concert or some goddamn thing. Bob Marley was a soul man and a leader, a true leader of people.
Yeah, I used to dislike him, kind of just be like, oh, man, all these hippies like him. But I had a moment of revelation when I really got into Jamaican music. I was like, well, there's a reason, man. Bob Marley's Bob Marley.
And there are these two sort of like levels.
Bunny Wailer, Peter Tosh, all those cats are like.
Dude, and that rhythm section, Horsemouth Waltz. I mean, holy shit. There's the stuff they made in Jamaica. And then there's the stuff when they got signed to Island, right? And they wanted to make it like, this is a word that I hate, world beat. Because I don't think there is such a thing as world beat music. I think it's a garbage fucking term. It doesn't exist. World beat? Yeah, really? Because if there's world beat, then Chicago's the world, right? You know, I call New York the world. I call Louisiana the world.
Capital of the world,
Mali and Jamaica are not the same thing, okay? But they want to,
Jamaica's Jamaica.
They wanted to make, yes, but...
The rock
is
the rock.
But West Africa is not. When they tried, like, King Sonny Ade, who I loved and went to see him, it's all about the Bills with Black Uhuru. Those were good hippie shows. You want to pass the Dutchie on the left hand side? You had a good 6 or 7 hours to do so with Black.
I can pass on that side. I'm quite good at that.
But the idea that world music, that African music and Jamaican music, and then like some Cuban music was quote unquote world music. No, Cuban music is Cuban music. Okay, full stop.
You don't want to get too homogenized, baby.
Well, no, it's for white people.
It's
a way for NPR fucking tote bag.
No pizza radio.
It's a catch-all term for
tote bag carrying idiots.
Music.
Mike, I think you have a song in your
Pete's
heart.
Pushing me. Uh-oh. He's watching the clock.
I'm watching the clock, Mike.
Because it is.
You got a song.
The musical power half
Sharky
hour.
Sharky Dread.
Yeah. The half hour of power.
All right, baby.
Be a shower.
Get this guy.
You know who I love? I love Mikey Dread. The guy that was DJ for the Clash for all those years.
Roots and culture.
Yeah.
Dread at the Control. All right,
we're going to take it out. Yeah. And to remind everybody, by popular demand, we've only got 5 more shows left.
Uh-oh, the countdown. I'm just getting comfortable here.
All right. So next week actually starts the countdown to 5. This is show 245, I think, so if I'm doing my math right, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You're the count who counts, but I think that's...
This Lyme disease has gotten to me.
This overproof rum has gotten to me.
I spent the whole day, the morning, trying to get a trapped squirrel untrapped from our stockade fence. It was a horrible drug. Yes, it was. We got him out, though. We got him out. Zaremba did it.
Drunk green corn squirrel.
Yeah.
Is that like that song, Squirrel?
You should have just climbed over the fence into my house. What do you do? You live on the other side of the block.
Exactly around the corner.
Right.
Dude, climb
over the fence.
Take a ride back.
Green Point, Brooklyn, man.
Great guy, baby. We're all there.
Dude, if anybody needs some soul, call up Pete and Murat. They'll loan you some.
Yeah,
out of Greenpoint, Brooklyn. They got the Bank of Soul right there.
Right.
All right, Murat, thanks for coming by from Daddy Long Legs. We're going to come see you guys this week at Stuyvesant Town. You're playing in Stuytown, a residential gig of sorts.
Yeah, we're playing out on the street on 14th Street. Right?
Yeah. It's cool. It's
Thursday night.
It's good. It's at 6 p.m., so it's a gig. It's like before.
Really? I'm actually going to go to that.
This is.
Can you do it on Wednesday? I'm already in Manhattan.
Can you do it Wednesday?
Sure.
It's 6 o'clock, the early bird special.
We're playing for 2 hours. It's going to be nuts.
Really?
Way too much, Daddy. We're going to give it to you, though.
Dude, you always gave it. We had a great time in Asbury Park. Right, let's hear it one more time for all Daddy Longlegs. Let's hear it for Pizza Rumba, the Flesh Tones. Let's thank our friend Matt in the booth.
Roberta's Pizza, if you will.
Our sponsor, Roberta's Pizza. We got five more shows. I expect there's going to be some fucking fireworks, so get ready. All
Mikey,
right?
Take
here we
it,
go.
But take
rock
it
and
easy.
Roll steady. I'm taking it out.
Take it rock steady, man.
Listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.